A UW Superior graduate student's paper on the fantasy football culture has been presented at the National Communication Association Convention in San Antonio. Gary Coleman has been in a fantasy football league for 17 years, and his paper gives an insight into the male culture.
The friendship that I formed with my best friend, I guess it started around fantasy football, and it allowed us a safe place to talk about things, and it grew into, you know, talking about emotions and other things.
See that Bears game last week?
Yeah, hell of a game. Bears got a great team this year.
Coleman says if you think about it, it makes sense.
If we can be in a spot where we can talk about manly, masculine things, then once we've established that connection, that it's a manly thing to talk about and an area to talk about, then we can branch off into other areas.
But Coleman says in some cases, not all but some, the comfort level can degrade into sexism and racism.
Besides finding a safe place for men to communicate, I also sort of looked at the idea of just the overbearing masculinity and how it's expressed. I don't know if it's so much in directly related to how women are treated and viewed, although that does happen, but also it's how fantasy football players talk about a group of mostly black male athletes. So I think there's also some dangerous things that happen too.
Coleman says his examples found men put up with that kind of talk for a while just to get along, but several asked for it to stop after repeated references. Coleman says the bonding of fantasy football can give men a safe place in a time when masculine roles have become so important. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Hell of a game. Bears got a great team this year. They're going to go all the way.